Hello, everybody. Welcome to RPG Cast, episode 813 for the week of May 23rd, 2026. It is Bratfest weekend here in Madison, Wisconsin. I need to get my butt a brat. Wait, my mouth. You know what I mean. Okay. Joining me without brats are two brats. Robert Albright.
Hello.
And Kelly Ryan.
Military brat, yes.
Oh, really? Okay, there you go.
We both are.
You don't get brats this weekend unless you cook them yourself.
I don't particularly care for bratwurst because I don't like its texture.
That's the end of the show, everybody. We'll see you next year.
Am I fired for not liking bratwurst?
Yeah. And having Orion in your name, too.
Yeah.
You have too many Ryans.
Are we going to be replacing her with a real Ryan?
No, more Ryans.
I am a real Ryan.
According to Ryan Fest.
I am a real Ryan. I'm a Ryan too.
They're gatekeeping Ryans at Ryan Fest.
I don't know why I'm doing Lionel.
I'm a lion. Maybe I'm a lion. My name's Squall.
Try not to laugh.
I need to laugh because I've had a shitty pair of weeks.
I'm sorry you've had a shitty pair of weeks.
Oh, well, for those not in the know, my mother-in-law passed away, and trying to figure out somebody's wishes when they have a mountain of paperwork, but no real direction on where their wishes are, as in their like last will and testament and life insurance and all of that fun stuff, is the world's shittiest adventure game. Because we found a USB stick that said something about that there's a key in the nightstand that leads to a safety deposit box. So we're like, well, maybe where that was all the important documents are.
Is there a record that you play backwards and it says the money is in the donkey barn?
Oh, I wish. That would have been easy. But so we go to the safety deposit box and they're like, well, you have the key, but your brother's in charge of it. And
what?
Vaughn hasn't spoken to his brother in 5 years. So we had to, and he doesn't live in our town, so we had to get him over there so that we could open the safety deposit box. And it was full of coins.
Good coins?
Like coin collector coins. And it's like, we could sell these, but that's not what we were looking for.
I mean, coins are money.
Yeah, no, I know. And we need money because, my God, the funeral industry is such a racket.
Mm-hmm.
Like, did you know that they charge you $25 for the little tray that they put your family member in for the cremation?
Yeah.
The little cardboard tray. $25.
Kelly.
Yes?
I do know this.
Yeah, I figured you know this. I'm learning it firsthand.
Because I have my daughter's urn on my desk.
Oh, I didn't mean to get dark.
Way to kill the conversation, Tam. Yeah. Thanks.
So I'm saying I do know just like and here's what's worse is from my situation Darkcast I found out that depending on the weight of the baby it could be free. My daughter was just over the weight limit. That's dark. That's dark.
Yeah, and then, you know, finding out that she had canceled her life insurance policy, like, last year. We ended up doing a little GoFundMe and raised some money to kind of help mitigate the cost. And I personally thanked everybody that helped out, no matter how much they did, how little or how much, because anything helped. We're fine. We just if we had another emergency, we're kind of screwed, or we're getting into having to get into like our emergency money, like our savings emergency money at that point. But it was just the whole 2 weeks sucked.
And
And
was this kind of like out of nowhere?
we knew she was sick. We had a feeling it was coming. We just weren't expecting it this soon. I can't get into too many details about that, just because there is family drama going on, and I don't want to air our dirty laundry. Just, we come back from my birthday dinner on the May 9th, and last year my birthday sucked because I got in a huge argument with my sister, and
I
I'm
remember
sit
that.
yeah, and I'm sitting down, and I'm like, okay, this year was a decent birthday. I am so happy. And I get the message from Vaughn, my mom passed away, and I go, you've got to be shitting me. It's like at this point, all I could do is just laugh, just because my life feels like a lot of Morissette songs sometimes.
Except actually ironic.
Yeah. How does it go? It's like rain on your wedding day.
Like 10,000 spoons. No, that's it.
I don't remember that song. I didn't like Alanis
Neil
Morissette back in the
Cicierega did a
day.
parody of it. It's great. He combined it with the
Yeah.
Knight Rider theme. I love it.
But video games have helped. Vaughn got me a Strange Overlord for my birthday, and I finished that, and that was a nice little lighthearted romp. Tam, are you familiar with? And Vaughn and I have just watched this anime. It was an isekai about a girl that was reincarnated as the villainess of an otome game, and she,
I'm aware of several of those.
yeah.
Of course, there's like
Okay,
80.
that literally doesn't narrow it down.
That doesn't narrow it down. Are we talking like I was reincarnated as the villainess and all routes re lead to doom?
Yeah, I think it was that one.
Okay. That one's because there's also some I have read that don't have anime, such as let me actually just go grab my Kindle real quick. I apologize.
Well, you don't have to. I'm just saying that game, a Strange Overlord, plays like one of those isekais where you're this villainess that gets her head cut off at the beginning of the game, so you end up in hell,
Oh gosh.
and she is kind of an aristocrat, and all she wants to do in hell is drink tea and eat sweets. And the hell minions are like, well, no, you can't do that. You're in hell. And she's like, well, screw that. I want to eat tea and or drink tea and eat sweets. So she kind of starts this rebellion in hell, and recruits all these demons as her family members. And then I'm spoiling the game a little bit. You kind of go through hell, and then this rebellion goes through heaven, and then through the real world, and you kind of find out some stuff about the Etrange, who's the character you play. And it's a really cute game, but it was not what I expected, because I expected a notorious NIS hard as ball strategy game,
Yeah.
and instead it's more of an action RPG with like each level is like a scenario where you have to like capture objectives or kill all the enemies or whatnot. It's kind of a mid-tier game. I think we gave it like a 3 out of 5. It's cute and it had a charming story, but I'm kind of glad I got this for my birthday and didn't pay full price for it, because it kind of wasn't what I expected. But I if if you like games with charming characters, I think like I think Andy could appreciate this game because it's more about the story than the gameplay, and the whole plot reminds me of that I reincarnated as a villainess and all roads lead to doom isekai.
Yeah, there's also no one knows how to change jobs from villainous to healer. That's another one. So there's actually a whole subgenre of the isekai genre of just people becoming, girls becoming the villainous, and there's also Seventh Loop. That one's actually pretty good. I enjoyed that one. Oh, there's another one I liked. Anyways, it's a whole thing. It is a whole thing.
And just to be clear, the game's not an isekai. It just reminds me of that type of isekai because you're playing as the villainess of one of those otome games, but she doesn't act like a villainess, or she kind of realized, like, I don't know how to explain it without spoiling any
Yeah,
of the
don't
major
spoil it.
story
Don't
points.
spoil it.
But it is a cute little game. Just wait for a price drop. Maybe wait for it to get down to $20, and only if you like, funny anime tropes, that kind of thing. I was hoping that I would get to report on Bubsy 4D today, but
Yeah.
my copy is currently languishing in UPS limbo because even though it shipped, the tracking has not updated, so I have no idea when it's going to get here. The estimate is Tuesday, but until I see the tracking update, I have no idea. So I
And you
ended
probably
up.
won't see anything because of the fact it's a holiday weekend.
Yeah.
Yay!
So I ended up picking up the Steam version of Diablo II Resurrected Infernal Edition.
Oh, okay.
Because if you could have told my college age self that I could play Diablo 2 in bed, just on a handheld, I would have been like, you can't be serious. There's no way. And I'm like, yes, there is a way, and it's Steam Deck, and it's amazing.
Nice.
And I'm playing the Warlock, and the Warlock just plays like a sorcerer, but with demon pets.
Okay.
I don't know if you've tried out the Warlock
I have not
before.
tried it out in either game.
It's fun. It's like meeting with an old friend. Although I forgot how much I hate the inventory system in Diablo 2. It's like I pick up two things and I'm already over encumbered, and I maybe need to just stop hoarding potions because you have like a little separate potion inventory
Always be
anyway.
portaling.
Yeah.
Back to town. Sell that crap. Get money. Buy better shit. Gamble.
No, gambling was Diablo 3.
Oh,
No, you can
no. You
gamble
can
in this
gamble in
game too.
D2. I think
Oh,
D1 as
yeah.
well, actually.
The whole inventory system's just a huge gamble. The Diablo was gacha before gacha.
Pretty much.
No, because gacha's real money.
Not always.
I know Xenoblade Chronicles 2, but it's not the same when it's not costing you money. Way more tolerable if it's not costing you money. Goes from gacha to capsule toy or slot machine, which I guess costs you money in real life. So this is a terrible example.
But up until this point, Diablo 2 never had a console port, did it?
No, it did. I want to say it did, anyways.
Would say it still doesn't, right?
Well,
Or is
there's a Switch
remastered on
version.
Switch by any
Yeah,
chance? Okay.
there's a Switch version.
Well then.
I remember that there was a PlayStation version of Diablo 1, and then 3 was kind of famous for having its console ports, but I do not remember any 2 ever having one until now.
Oh no, you are right. Diablo 2 did not.
Probably because a lot of consoles couldn't have run it back then. Because that was what, PlayStation 2 era? I want to say. But, yeah, no, it plays wonderfully on console, though a bit slower compared to Diablo 3. which I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing or not. My favorite thing about Diablo 3 was that it was so actiony, just turning your character into a tornado of pain and running from pack mob pack to mob pack, trying to ramp up a huge not combo, a huge multiplier for the experience. And that's not really a thing in Diablo 2, but I'm still on the first act. I don't know how far I'm gonna get before I move on, but like I said, it's like kind of going back to an old friend, and I might boot up other classes that I liked back in the day, like Druid and Necromancer, just to see how they play on handheld. But it plays really good on Steam Deck,
That's good to hear.
and I would imagine that that would be the preferred way to play, just because you can map the touch pads to do mouse stuff, and you have all the extra buttons to play around with, which is cool. I don't know. I bought it on a Switch a long time ago, but never booted it up there. And then the Infernal Edition is like $30 on Steam right now, and I thought, well, it's actually sort of cheaper in the long run just to get that to play the Infernal Edition right now. I think you'd like it, Chris.
Oh, I know I would. I'm just addicted to my MMO I'm playing.
Your Project Gorgon.
You got it.
Well, if you ever end up with the Steam port, let me know. Maybe we could play together,
Yeah, that
like
sounds
back
good.
in the day. But that's pretty much all. Well, there's a new Warhammer Survivors game,
Oh, I
but
heard about this.
it's just a demo, and I can tell that the Vampire Survivors people worked on this.
You don't say.
It's the exact same UI and layout and stuff. And oh my God, this game will be a day one purchase when it comes out, but it just says 2026.
The demo only right now, right?
Yeah, but oh my God, this demo is so fun. I guess there was like a whole Warhammer gaming convention or something, because they also announced like a 2D stealth game where you play as a Skaven.
Skaven or myths.
You don't think that the giant rat folk exist?
That's like the in-game lore thing, is that Skaven are a myth.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But like very clearly they are not.
Yeah, there's actually a whole like Steam, or at least the Steam sale going on because of the this whole announcement. So like every single Warhammer game is like on sale right now.
Oh, let me bring up my
Yeah.
Steam. Let's take a look at that.
I was talking pre-show about how back in the day I had very bad experiences with very assholey Warhammer players that just were really gatekeepy about their game, and the fact that I was a WoW fan, and they were convinced that, WoW ripped off Warhammer, even though, it's all playing on fantasy tropes. And I swore back then I would never get into Warhammer because of it. And then now, 2026, I'm like, I should build an army. Should I build an army?
No.
No, I don't have the money to build an army, but I want to build an
Yeah.
army.
I was about to say that's the reason why.
What is
I
this?
mean,
What is Warhammer Skulls? And then it's got a 10 in it. And then Festival of Video Games. This third-party event is presented by Warhammer. So what is Skulls about? Is that a convention? Is that it?
I think that was their little, what the name of their little event was.
Got a 10 in it, like this is the 10th convention, because I know Warhammer is more than 10 years old, so
Probably, I honestly don't know.
oh no, I know it's more than 10 years old.
But
I know it's more than 10 years old.
Oh, I got a lot of this stuff in my library already. What the heck, I never play any of it though.
It's probably because you pick it up on sale for like $2.
And through Humble Bundles and stuff too, but yeah.
Yeah.
Warhammer Classics are all 20% off. That's not enough.
I just picked up the Warhammer. Which one did
Oh, I
I?
remember Warhammer Quest. Do you remember that, Kelly? It was on the phone first, or iPads, and like that was good. And then they had Quest 2, and then nobody cared anymore.
Yeah, I saw that one of the Quest games had like a tiger race, and I'm
Ooh.
like, where is that in the tabletop?
The Bashiva character pack introduces Bashiva, the white tiger, in what is this in? War Total War Warhammer 3. So here we go. I have no idea when this. Oh goodness, that's loud. Okay. So, do you play Total War games, Kelly?
No, I probably should check out
I
that.
guess yeah. If you want this one cat people race, then sure. Otherwise, meh. So Skulls Festival. This is just a lot of Warhammer games. The problem with Warhammer games is most of them are bad.
No, it's not that most of them are bad, it's just most of them start bad.
Oh, okay.
Because a lot of them are made by Alcat Games.
I thought that we liked
I like
Alcat.
those. Yeah.
They start
Yes,
bad.
because Alcat has the issue that Obsidian and Bethesda have, though eventually they tend to fix their stuff to be runnable.
And actually really good. It's just you've got to give it
People don't
them
all
time
agree on
to
the really
fix
good,
theirs.
so I didn't want to make the assertion, but you're right. Yeah. I think it ends up pretty good, but I should retry. Well, not retry. I need to try the Warhammer one because I haven't tried it at all, and it's been out long enough that it should be patched by now, right?
I
Or already
wish I
worked.
could remember the name of the Warhammer game I was playing on PlayStation that was basically a Diablo clone. I want to say it was like Warhammer Chaos.
I mean, when you say Diablo clones on PlayStation, I think more like EverQuest Champions and Norrath, but.
Yeah. No, this was like PlayStation 5. This was
Oh,
recent.
oh, oh. Mechanicus?
No.
There was like a hardcore, like straight up Diablo style one, but it was very slow moving, and it's on PC and consoles. Thought it was Mechanicus was its name, but I guess that's not the one you're talking about.
Yeah, it was one of those ones where it was like I picked it up for a dollar, but all
Oh,
of the
okay.
DLC, they like had a bunch of DLC, and
Most of them have a bunch of DLC.
it's like, well, I want to play as that character, but I bought this for a dollar. I don't want to spend an extra $15
That's
just
how
to
they
play
get you.
as,
That's how they get you. Get you.
Like, I want to say one of them is almost as bad as a Tekken fighting game for its DLC.
Oh, Tekken's Namco, isn't it? Namco's terrible about DLC.
No, Tekken's Koei.
Koei. Oh. Okay, then.
Yeah, Tekken is like Team Ninja.
Well, then, okay, fine. But then let me raise you one and go with Namco Bandai and think about Tails video games and how much DLC they have.
The remakes have not been that bad, except they
No, I mean
have.
the modern ones because like they'll just sell you level ups. That crazy, you know?
A lot of games do that, Chris. A
Don't
lot of
sell
Diablo.
me level ups. That's the plane of the game. Don't sell me something. I don't. Why should. I just think it's just evil to try and sell people something that is taking away the game that they paid for.
No, do it the Atlas way. Sell me the ability to level up quickly via an optional map.
All right.
At least then I don't feel as dirty. I mean, it's my own fault that I over that way. It's my own fault that I over leveled and the game is no longer fun.
By the way, this conversation is a lot more riveting than the stuff I've been playing.
Which is? This is a very scary transition you just made, but I'm going with it. We're going to see where it leads us.
I'm actually working on an impression for the site, which should scare everybody.
Well, yeah, you normally don't do those. Does that
I
mean,
don't.
is it the butt lady game? Is it something
No,
else? Okay.
no, no. It's
Butt
it.
lady.
Then
Oh,
Nikkei,
oh.
Kelly, Nikkei.
No, I am actually working on an impression of a very cozy,
Oh?
very cozy, like
A
Animal Crossing style type of
cozy
game.
stream with Tam.
Is this the one that is actually a plague?
No.
Okay, never
It's
mind.
talking about
Called.
Kelly.
I don't know what she's talking about either.
There's a well, not an Animal Crossing. There's like a Stardew Valley style game
No,
on
no.
Steam.
No.
Oh.
This is a legit like animal like I am building a planet.
Oh.
It is by HoYoverse.
Okay.
i.e. Genshin Impact.
Okay.
Honkai Star Rail, those people. It is called Petite Planet. It is, and like I am slowly building this planet. And I've seen like images and stuff of other people's like planets they are building, and there's some people really getting into the beta. I've been tapering it a little bit, doing a little bit here and there because it's very easy to get lost in it. And there are some objectives in the game where it's like, come back tomorrow. So it's like, okay, I have to wait for server reset. But it's very cozy. It's a lot of fun just going around, like capturing bugs and picking up shellfish with giant, like, grabbers. And I have a bug net, and I can shake the trees, and it's very cute, and I've been really it's an easy game for me to just like get lost in and just do stuff and like not do anything else. And I actually had some issues with it at first. So during and part of the so first off, let me step back. Part of the reason I am sort of tapering my time with it is because of the fact everything will be wiped. So, like, I don't want to be one of these people who makes these really expansive planets because it's going to go away.
No.
But it's I've definitely
Can't
it's
play it
definitely
single
been in.
player?
Do what now?
Can't like play it single player and keep your planet locally?
Again, beta build.
All right.
They have like things all across the screen that say no
Don't get
pro, you know, your all progress will be erased.
attached to your planet.
Yeah, so
Don't blow your
and
planet up.
oh, we talked about this game. It's got the giant cat.
Oh yeah,
Yep.
there's like
Name check. Name check. What's it called?
Petite
Petite
Planet.
Planet.
Pet's planet?
No, petite.
Petite planet. Okay.
Petite Planet.
Petite planet. Petite planet. Is it really?
No.
That's how you spell it.
That's how you spell it, but
Oh,
it's
there's no
pronounced.
E. Oh, interesting.
That's how you spell petite, man. There's no E at the end.
Yes, there is.
No, there's not. No, there's not.
Yes. Okay.
In this game, there's no E. You actually do spell
How
petite
to
with an
spell
E.
petite? It's spelled PETITE.
Okay, well, I am wrong.
That's the AI.
But.
Let's go to dictionary. Also agrees with me. But
Okay.
yes, I'm sure in French there's times where you use the E and you don't based on the word you're talking about. But that's not this.
Yeah, so, but yeah, there's like a giant dog guy, and there's like fox people, and I've got a there's a rabbit girl, and they're and everyone's just very it's just very cute, it's very chill, and like some of the pictures I've seen of people who've been doing their planets, it is very some people have really gotten into this beta, let me tell you.
They're a little more invested than maybe they should be for a game that's going to delete
Erase
all
all
their
data,
progress.
yeah.
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 Oh. Well, that'll be sad for them, but oh well.
But but I'm finding it impressive because I can see, what others are doing and base some of my some of my
Get ideas of
observations on.
things you can pull off that you didn't realize.
Right. Like the and there's like and you unlock like outfits, there's whole crafting and recipes. It's I mean it and as you play on the planet and do objectives with the planet, more things unlock on the planet and the planet actually grows. So like when you start, it's just this little like square of land, and as you do stuff, it expands and you get like little rivers with fish in them, and then as you expand, you get like ocean. that you can do fishing and capture shellfish, and bugs will appear, and like it actually grows as you like take care of your planet. Lots of fun. And actually, going back to what I was saying about issues, so when I first started this up, whenever you turned your like you're running and you would turn your character, or not even running, just whenever you would turn your character, there was like this weird motion blur effect where
You can
like
usually
look.
turn that off in games, but
Yeah, no, this was not a feature.
Yeah, I have to turn that off.
They've actually removed it.
Good
I
for
think it
them.
was just, again,
Yay.
this is beta build, submitting bugs and issues, and I think a lot of people had, because it was borderline nauseating seeing the way it was moving, because it was kind of like a laggy motion blur type of thing. And so I think it was unintentional, but they have fixed it. So that has actually made it even better to play and just more fun to just run around and capture fish and shellfish and bugs. So, and there's even like a hub world that you can go to and like to go visit your friends and stuff if you have friends playing.
Sounds really cute.
Yeah,
I
I have posted some screenshots in the Discord. Information about this freely available. I can talk about it, obviously. There's no like NDA on it, so like I could even stream it. I may even do a stream of it on Monday, before I st start, because the playtest actually got expanded for the entire month of May, and so I may just do a little stream on that and then get into the.
Can listeners join this playtest potentially?
I don't think so.
Oh, hopefully it'll come out soonish. I'm gonna ch check this out.
Yeah, but if you're a fan of Animal Crossing, I think people will really like it. Unfortunately, I'm not sure, because it is the beta build, and this is HoYoverse, I'm not sure where the monetization is going to be.
Oh, you can't figure out what like you can they might be selling you or gotcha-ing you with?
Right. I don't know,
Interesting.
because it is supposed to be free to play. So I know, or I have a strong suspicion. Let me put it that way. I have a very strong suspicion there is going to be monetization in it.
With reason, yeah. I think that's an accurate call. That's a
Yeah,
safe
it's just
call.
I'm just not sure where the monetization is going to be.
Is this PC only right now?
I would have to take a look. I know we're covering it, so
Planet.
yeah. So
Is it?
the full name is Petite Planet Stardrift.
Oh, we know it's Hoyo.
Because it'd be nice if there was a console version that's going to come out. Though it's HoYoverse, I feel like all of their stuff has had console.
No.
No?
No, I don't think like
Honkai does, right?
Honkai Star Rail does, but I don't think like Honkai Third Impact
So just
does.
their, well, that's an old game, but like their
Like
newer stuff gets it.
they're popular games.
Oh, Kelly, I'm pretty sure they make lots of money from that one still.
Oh.
Yeah, it's still going.
Yeah. They don't shut down their old games, they just make more money.
Yeah, like Genshin, I know, did come out to PlayStation at one point because of the
I
whole
thought it launched on it here.
Yeah.
At least in the US. Like it was console and PC from the start, I believe. If
Yeah,
not,
so
they've confused me to the point where I believe it, even if it's not true.
okay, so looking at least on the wiki,
Everyone, welcome to your Honkai Impact, Honkai Update. Your
it's
high impact Honkai Update.
yeah, Android, iOS, and Windows.
Okay.
That was just phone and PC. All right.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
So the other thing I've been playing, which I picked up the other day, because there's a streamer I've been watching late at night on the weekends. His name's Phenomenon. Very cool retro streamer. Plays wide variety of games. Very fun personality. He has been playing what is colloquially known as Horse.
Which,
Oh, that game? Oh
no.
no, you're thinking horse. I was thinking horses.
No, yeah, no. It is the apparently the fan name for Heroes of Might and Magic.
Okay, but
And he was
gotcha.
specifically
Why?
playing Heroes of Might and Magic 3, because you basically spend the entire time traveling around on horses.
And he's not playing the new one that just came out that's old school style, right? Or the demo of it, at least.
It's an early access, actually.
All right.
So so because of t with talking with him and because he said this new one, which is coming out, plays like or has a lot of concepts that make it resemble like Heroes of Might and Magic 2 and Heroes of Might and Magic 3. I went and picked up Heroes of Might and Magic Olden Era. And I was posting some screenshots of the different maxed out castles last night on our Discord.
Oh.
They look beautiful.
How good is how is the ability to turtle?
You could probably turtle pretty well.
Because that's what I always want to do in these games, and I'm punished for it because the games generally don't want that, and the enemies get so overpowered more than you that you can't do it.
I mean, I did it as a custom game. I did not, where I was the only player against myself. So I don't. I
So
mostly because
no
I wanted to.
NPC, no computer game? No computer players?
You can do that, yeah. Custom games. I
Well,
did
that,
that in
like,
Heroes
who
of
are
Might
you
and Magic
fighting
2.
then?
Myself.
You play both sides?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Where. And basically, what it is I just left one person because all I wanted to do was like see all the castles and the units and stuff. So that's how come I found out there's a entire faction of like bug-like creatures.
Okay.
There's even like I posted pictures last night of all the maxed out castles. There's even a Cthulhu race
Ooh,
now,
nice.
or a Cthulhu-esque race. Again, of course, the classics, the Templars, Necromancers, those are all the forests. Those are of course all there still. But yeah, no, I'm actually kind of excited for this just because of the it just looks really fun, and at least what little I played. No, am I going to be any good at it? Hell no. But I definitely was enjoying seeing all the different creatures and whatnot for it. So that's really all I've played this week that I should talk about.
Okay. Makes sense.
Because anything else might cause trouble.
Okay. Hi, Kelly.
So how goes your cowing?
Ah, moo. Ah, moo. I'm a
Moo.
werecow. Right now I am leveling. I have leveled so much in this game. I have so many things leveled, and now I'm still leveling more. There's always something. Always be leveling. ABL. That's how this one works. So,
Oh, instead of ABC, always
yeah.
be casting.
Always be carrying, always be learning, always be leveling, always be lighthearted and happy to help your fellow human. I have obviously an addiction to this game, right? So it, we're getting low on the server. We're down around 150 people, actually. We got 124 people on right now. So we used to have 1,000. We're really getting to the point where you know everybody, and which is like great from a community perspective, but it also means every time someone does quit, you feel it even more, and it just keeps getting worse, and so that sucks. What's it?
What's with the, is there a particular reason for the sudden like loss of
No,
players?
it's just time. That's how MMOs work. You get a server with 1,000 people, and people will stop playing over time, and there's. This game is run by one programmer, a couple art people, and some community managers. And it's like That's it. So content is not exactly going to be flying out the door. So people who do rush and get to the freaking end of the game, which you'd think I've played it a lot. Let me tell you, there are some people who've done worse. So that helps me feel a little better. But oh, I just died. And it says cause of death, caught a thrown sword in the chest. Okay, yeah. First death from this cause. Bonus XP. Ooh, cool. This game's great. So, those people are out of content, and like the very end game stuff, there is some progression you can still do that's like gated with long time gates to help keep you strung along if you're at the top end of leveling and stuff. But nobody likes it. So they get to that top end of leveling, they see that it's going to be 15 weeks to move this one thing another point, and they're like, I'm out. And then that's it. And then people quit, or people who are just crafters eventually get to the point where they have so much money it's coming out of their ears and there's like nobody to craft for, or they're not able to sell, or they don't have enough money and they've leveled all their crafting and they're broke as heck and they feel like, well, I have no one to sell to anymore because all this high-end stuff was for the people who just quit last week. So they quit. And then the people who are left are like the insane people like me who just want to play forever because I don't care about the content. I just love running around this world and exploring and doing things with other people.
And being a cow,
and it's fine. But you can kind of feel the writing on the wall eventually. But I'm not there yet. But
it feels like it's getting close.
It does feel closer than it used to. I didn't used to feel it, and now I feel it. So I will hopefully be able to break free and play some Diablo 4 expansion at some point soonish. Because that's what I want to do next. I haven't played the expansion, and it sounds like it's good. And it's got my lore guy reading the phone book to me, so what more can I ask for?
I've heard good things of the expansion for Diablo 4. Mm-hmm. I was watching my streamer buddy, Rosar, play it, and he's been really enjoying playing it and being a paladin. Throwing his shield.
So I did Paladin in a previous season, so like I could do it again, but then it's gonna be like, man, I gotta do something different. Or do I? That this is my problem now with action RPGs. Like I seem to gravitate towards a build and I just want to play that build every season, and it's like, mm-hmm. I don't feel like that's healthy for a long-term interest in the game, because then I feel pigeonholed, like, and if nothing's changed with that build or character class, then I'm going to feel like, why am I even playing this season? So then I want to play other things. And Diablo 4, so some seasons, I'm going to answer my own question here, my own struggle here. It doesn't matter with Diablo 4, because Diablo 4 is so thin from a game perspective that you can level up, like, every class in a season pretty easily and actually see a build of every class within the breadth of your season journey before you get tired of playing, and you can be like, yeah, I saw everything. So I guess it doesn't matter. So I'll just pick something and play. But I still feel bad about it. And I think that what that is my Path of Exile anxiety. And yes, no, I have so many anxieties. I have to label them. My Path of Exile anxiety is thus, like every time I want to play, my starting experience that I know and feel good about is Righteous Fire, where I have the little ring of fire around me and things die when they get close to me. And it's good. Don't touch me. I don't want to be touched by you. The problem is, there is more to that game than that, and there are things in the game that's hard to do with that build, but like learning and getting good at other builds is hard, and I could do the easy one, and I always tell myself, all right, I'm just getting going, I'm bootstrapping myself with this build, and then no matter what, I always end up wanting to take this build to the very furthest I can push it in a season, and that leads to me never trying anything else. So that's my, I guess, unasked for TED talk about my action RPG seasonal action RPG woes, like seasonal allergies, but I have the seasonal ARPGs.
Hey Chris,
yeah,
one of the achievements on Steam for Diablo 2 Resurrected is called Kim Turi Slayer for completing Act 4, aka beating Diablo.
Uh-huh.
I had to look up what that meant.
What is that?
I was like,
Kim, Tim Curry?
Yeah,
because
I was like,
Legend, right?
Yeah.
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 Okay.
I was like, wait, Tim Curry voiced Diablo? No. No, it's a reference to Legend.
That's a weird one, though. Like, Kim Turi? Like, Was that like established as a meme somewhere to be Kim Turi? Oh, wait. For Diablo 3, I could see it because it's female Diablo, but like, I don't know.
And the achievement for reaching level 99, it's only 3,520,485,234 EXP. Somebody did the math. I honestly don't know if that's really the amount or if somebody just pulled a number out of their ass, but either way, that achievement cracks me up.
What in the world is going on? Oh, here we go. The guild is having political discussions in this server, so I'm not going to show them. Oh, good, I'm not. Good.
That, no, you've got a still frame of...
Yeah, the old Heroes of Might and Magic, sorry. Fixed.
No.
That's a video show, too. I should make it good. All right. So that's what I've been playing. That's what you've been playing.
I really want to check out the 4 expansion, but I'm going to wait until they have a sale.
Oh, yeah?
Because I'm sure, like, even the Black Friday sale, that expansion is going to be, like, 50% off.
Kelly. Sid, Crusader. Sid tells you things.
I know. I know. I just got a lot of stuff going on. I've got a Bobcat to play.
A Bobcat? Oh, yeah, Bubsy 4D. Right. And then he can tell you about the pause menu.
Yep.
It's the pause menu, you know, P-A-W, never mind.
Apparently that game took over Twitch yesterday.
Did it now?
Yeah.
Because it's not bad? Or
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How dare.
Yeah, it's actually looks really good for a Bubsy game.
Well,
they rip on like all the Bubsy lore all the time. It's really good.
Well, as a staunch Bubsy defender, I always say that first game was pretty good. It just got lumped in with the bad game on the PlayStation.
I don't know anything about the first game. I only know about 3D, I think.
Like, it was on Genesis and Super Nintendo, and it was just your standard mascot platform.
Mm.
And it played a little bit more like a cartoon than your average mascot platformer, because like you took fall damage.
There is no fall damage.
Yeah, he was
in 4D.
He was kind of squishy because he could like get run over by cars or, you know, killed by flying projectiles, and it had a reputation for being bad because of it. But you were playing as a Wile E. Coyote-esque cartoon.
Oh, so, they make one. There's a skill in the game where you actually they make actual reference to Wile E. Coyote.
Yeah, Coyote Time.
Yep, where you can run off the edge for a ledge for a little bit and still
that like, is just stay in straight up a thing in video games. Like all platformers have that. It's just like here, it sounds like they're making it very long and noticeable.
Yeah. Vaughn was telling me about that's a mechanic in Celeste because of speedrunning. Oh, it is?
Yeah. And problem is Celeste, because it's an important part of the speedrun is to leverage that mid-air float time that it gives you. Mm-hmm. And it came out in a time where everyone knows what that's called by game developers. Then it got named after that.
Ah.
But like you'll see this in like Donkey Kong Country, even like you can cartwheel off an edge and then jump out of that cartwheel and stuff. Like yeah, there's lots of little gravity doesn't work the way it should mechanics in games because it makes the platforming feel better.
Yeah, I wonder if Sonic's like that.
Yeah, probably if you going to Bubsy 4D, if you fall off from something high enough, he will face plant the ground like full squish.
Okay.
It's just amusing.
And then die or no?
No, there's no fall damage.
Oh.
He acts just, like there's fall damage.
Oh, so it's just for fun.
Yeah,
even
it's
better.
Just fun.
All right, cool.
So they really went like trying to make this game fun and they reference everything Bubsy related.
Yeah, like the obscure cartoon.
There's a Bubsy cartoon.
There was like a pilot for one, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
There was also like this very rare Sega game for Bubsy that they reference. Someone brought it up last night.
Very,
In Phenomenon's chat while he was playing it.
very rare Sega game.
Yeah.
I know there was an Atari Jaguar game.
That was brought up too.
Yeah, because I remember for some dumb reason my market wouldn't show or didn't show that Bubsy cartoon back in the day, and I was very upset about that. And my dad had to explain to me, yeah, Kel, sometimes local markets just don't show that because where I live famously they wouldn't show not Hill NYPD Blue because of the violence, and then the show took off like gangbusters, and my local station kind of ate some crow for that.
Yeah, it even references Paul's on Fire.
Which
Oh,
is.
yeah, the newer games.
Oh, so
It
they
was an
already have the newer
auto,
files.
it was an
Yeah.
auto running game from 2019.
Excellent.
Yeah, so they really dug in. Like the people who made this really
I mean,
dug into the Bubsy lore.
why else would you be doing a Bubsy game at this point if not for a nostalgia lore play? Like.
I love his new design.
Yeah.
I kind of like the bow, or the necktie and open jacket look. Sorry, if I'm muffled, it's because my cat's sticking his butt in my face.
Cat, get out of the way.
Yeah.
Frankie.
And they even have there's even costumes to unlock where it's like throwbacks to the old to his old designs.
Isn't there an option for tank controls too?
Yeah, and he rips on the tank on that too. It's like, yeah, you can turn on tank controls. I don't know why you would, but
Great. I'm glad they
See,
put that in there.
I even kind of feel bad for the developers of 3D because that was pre Mario. They were trying to make that game in a pre Mario 64 time where nobody knew how to make 3D platformers, and then
I mean,
Mario 64
just
came
because
out.
everyone else was bad too doesn't mean your thing wasn't bad though, Kelly.
No, I know. I mean, I think that until Mario 64 came out and showed people how to do it, nobody knew how to do it right. Like, did you ever play Croc, The Legend of Gobos?
I have no idea what that is.
It was a
I love the name
platformer.
though. Okay.
It was a platformer.
I did figure that, but like, no, I don't know. Croc, the Legend of what? That's
Gobos.
Gobos. Croc, the Legend of Gobos. Here we go. Oh, this one. I've only ever seen the Croc and ignored the text underneath because it's tiny and it looks like I don't care about this game. So.
You know that that was originally supposed to be Yoshi.
No, I don't know that. How would I know that?
I
How?
mean,
What do you mean
look
it
at the
could be
character.
Yoshi? How
No,
did.
the Argonaut Software proposed this game to Nintendo and they
So they
rejected it.
wanted a character collector collectathon platformer for Yoshi. Okay, so is this good or bad, this one?
It's okay from what I've heard.
Oh, you haven't even played it.
No,
It's
I've
very
played it.
Oh.
it's very positive on Steam.
Yeah, there's a remake, obviously, or a remaster, I guess. Yeah, okay. That does look like Yoshi moving around, doesn't it? Okay. Yeah. Does he have tongue stuff or no?
No.
Oh.
No, they probably had to take that out.
Especially since they actually did pitch it to
Yeah.
Nintendo.
Yeah. Once you do that, you got to be like careful when you do the final game. Yeah. All right. Fair. Cool. Platinum Edition. Go play Croc now on Steam for $29.99. Or get it
I'm waiting for
for
a
half
sale.
off on GOG, apparently.
I think famously the Bubsy 3D developers saw Mario 64 at E3 that year and were like, well, we're boned. That probably wasn't the exact phrasing, but you know what I mean.
Actually may have been the
May as well have
exact
been. Yeah.
But yeah, nobody knew how to do 3D platformers back then. I feel like Mario 64 was the one that kind of made use of, kind of made controlling the camera a thing. I don't know. I might be talking out of my ass. Or my cat's ass, since he won't stop sticking it in my face.
That butt.
Sorry, Frankie wants. Frankie is being needy. He wants attention.
You don't say.
Otherwise, he will suffer as Dave the cat.
Dave, the suffering of Dave. If you haven't seen that on YouTube, go look up one of those. Once you've seen one video, you've seen them all, but it's a fun concept. Poor Dave.
And
What will
by the
he?
way, Dave is not actually suffering. This cat is just apparently really dramatic. In case people think we're promoting animal
No,
abuse,
we
which
know
we're
that. Yeah, of
not.
course not.
But our feedback has suffered. We only got one response for our question of the week 2 weeks ago. Are you going to see Mortal Kombat or Street Fighter movies? From Shaman. I've seen Mortal Kombat Annihilation and Street Fighter 1994 in theaters. I cannot subject to Mortal Kombat in theaters, regardless of quality. And Cody Rhodes, 50 Cent, Roman Reigns, et al. Are not beating Raul Julia.
Apparently, the person they got to do M. Bison for the Street Fighter movie actually realizes he has big shoes to fill after Raul Julia.
Let's be clear. We love Raul Julia, and we thought it was funny he was in this movie, but this was not like an Oscar-winning performance by Raul Julia. But when we say we have big shoes to fill, I feel like they're theoretical shoes more than actual shoes that were filled.
Actually, a lot of people really think his portrayal of M. Bison was like perfect.
All right.
Well, supposedly he only did it because his kids wanted him to. And, he knew that he was in a bad movie, so he pretty much just ate the scenery. And that's why that performance is memorable. Because,
Well, he also knew it was going to be like his last movie.
When in doubt, chew the scenery.
But that's the thing. He did it so well that it's like the best thing in that entire movie. Everything else in that movie is crap. It's utter crap. Even
I
with
mean,
Jean-Claude Van Damme and like Kylie Minogue as Cammy. What the heck? What were they thinking?
I did not know until recently that Johnny Cage was based off of Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Oh yeah.
That makes sense, actually. I didn't realize it, or I forgot it more likely, but that does make sense because of all the split kicks.
So that makes Guile's casting in the Street Fighter movie all the funnier to me. Like, I wonder if that casting was made intentionally, knowing that he was supposed to be Johnny Cage, or he was just a hot action star at the time.
I think it was more he was a hot action star at the time.
But I have a soft spot in my heart for that movie just because of how bad it is.
The chat's like, please, no disrespect to the Street Fighter movie. A lot of forbidden substances fueled that movie, and I am here for it. Yeah.
Oh, and I like to think that Christopher Lambert in the original Street Fighter movie, that he became
You
Raiden,
mean Mortal Kombat?
or I'm sorry, Mortal Kombat, that he became Raiden because that's the final form of a Highlander.
I do, yeah, because of the quickening with all the lightning. Yeah, that makes sense. I think
Because
that's lore accurate.
there's only one Highlander
There can be
movie.
only one.
There are
Except for
no
when they have the
sequels.
sequels and then they have more, and then
Nope, there are no sequels to
Sean
Highlander.
Connery exists in the Highlander universe. You have to deal with it.
There's the only one. Just that one. So I don't know if we have a new question of the week. I don't know. What was your f
No, really. Are you going to see the Street Fighter
What
We're
was your
not
first
repeating the
3D
question,
platformer?
Chris.
Yeah, just to double down. Like, no, you have to answer. If you guys don't answer, we're not moving on.
I don't see movies.
What was your first 3D platformer? Because I feel like mine was Croc, because I pretty much bought anything on the Saturn, in hopes that I could justify that purchase while waiting for the Sonic game that never came out.
I thought there was a 3D Sonic game.
There was 3D Blast, which they hastily ported when they realized that Sonic Extreme wasn't going to happen.
I don't know all this deep Sonic game lore, so let me say.
No.
But if I had a time machine, I would go back in time and make Sega of America and Sega of Japan wear a get along shirt. But that's a long, long off dream. Shall we get into the news?
Banana.
So we have a new roguelite game announced called Rogue Fantasy Evershifting Worlds on Steam Early Access, or going to come out on Steam Early Access later this year, blending classic JRPG, roguelite, and auto-battler elements. And very
for
much
those keeping track for your bingo card, there is your roguelite spot filled.
And the game looks very Final Fantasy. Like, right down to the font.
Yeah, down to the background of the title card, logo, rather. We've got also Final Fantasy Tactics style with no noses. They're going for it.
Yep, they are indeed. We've got a racing RPG announced. Kaido, Kaido Genkai, with a public demo coming in June.
Okay.
Yeah. Anime racing RPG.
So, initial D?
No one sleeps in Tokyo!
If it doesn't have 90s Eurobeat dance music, it doesn't count, right? So,
I realize they still make Eurobeat dance music, right?
I realize they what?
You do realize they still make
they better.
Eurobeat dance.
It'll be a sad world with doesn't have it.
Yeah, like there.
I mean, set
there
in
are...
the 90s fictional Japanese countryside. Like they're going for initial D, but like this music is not initial D, so they're messing up. Like you lost.
They probably because of licensing.
Well, I mean, they're licensing some music. It's vocals and stuff. Like, come on.
Yeah, but Dave Rogers is busy doing the track for MF Ghost.
Are you telling me it's that hard to get like just? Just Timu Eurobeat music? It can't be.
There was an anime that did that, and the music sucked.
Oh, was it bad?
It was, yeah.
I don't care. Like, for the game, for this game, at this point, because there haven't been a ton of them, like, look at the way they're going around the corner. They're even doing the CG animation thing like Initial D did in it. No, you need the music for this game. That is non-negotiable. I'm sorry. That is too much to not nail... They just drove into a lake. Okay, that's pretty good. I don't know what's going on. But, like, they've got the whole drifting thing. Like, come on. Come on. Let's go. Give me my 8-6 and my Eurobeat dance music. Come on. All right, I'll shut up now.
Like, Dave Rogers even has a song called 2025.
Okay.
I have no opinion on this.
I have no opinion about the music. I have more opinions about the fact that this is a CARPG.
It's a CARPG. You're raising fish. No, not that sort of CARPG.
I would play it.
My favorite current favorite metal band, Beast in Black, is supposedly doing a Eurobeat infused heavy metal album.
Mm.
Listen to the song, their song Power of the Beast right now. That is Initial D. Yeah, so just put on that song while you're playing this demo. I don't know. Moving on, we got a lot of news.
Okay.
Moonrange Games is working on a game called Cooper Wanderer.
Kuiper. It's an astrology thing. Don't worry about it. Nobody knows how to say it the first time.
Okay, yeah.
I only know how to pronounce it because of Hitchhiker's Guide.
I know how to pronounce it because of an obsessive CEO who made sure we all knew how to pronounce it because it was the name of one of our products.
Silent U. Kuiper Wanderer, top-down space sandbox RPG available to wishlist now on Steam.
Good generic music in this trailer. I like it. It's got a beat. So like
Eurobeat?
Yeah, it's got a... No, not Eurobeat. It's just like plunking on a rock guitar. So, like, go listen.
I had to add it to my wish list because it has mechas.
I suppose it does, doesn't it? Okay. Yeah. But more than just mechas. And it's got that, you want 90s anime, you've got like that 90s grungy space Gundam look to the characters, right? So, no? Am I alone on that? Do you not think that?
I was going to say the portraits to me looked more Stardew Valley
Stardew Valley? Okay, then.
and
All right.
just kind of generic anime portraits.
That's why I'm like, this is not. Look, but like, hold on. Look at this dude with his sunglasses and tell me that's not Gundam. Like, not her.
I see the dude up in the right,
Oh,
yeah.
yeah, I
Here,
see.
like, that's Gundam. Come on. Come on. This is 90s. I'm going 90s.
You realize every single Gundam game has a blonde-haired, glasses-wearing guy, right?
Yes. They established their pattern and they stuck to it. It's important to them.
Okay.
What's wrong with that?
Or masks. Some of them have masks and not just
Mask,
glasses.
glasses, whatever. Glasses when you don't have the mask.
I only remember the guy with the braid.
Oh, from Gundam Wing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the main character.
Duo Maxwell.
Oh, it wasn't the main character.
Yeah.
I don't know who we're talking about. I don't care anymore because it's been a while since that was the anime where because they're very good at piloting mechs, that means they have enough chi that he can just like scream and scare off a pack of wolves. Because that
No.
makes sense.
That's the wrong one.
That's Gundam Wing. It's the dude who says Relena a lot. Okay, we can debate anime later. I'm sorry. Well, I'll drop it. What's going on next, Kelly?
Else we've got. I've got so many tabs open.
The strategic roguelike thing?
Yeah, Immortal Wayfarer has been announced.
It looks like a mystery dungeon.
Turn-based tactical roguelite with dungeon crawling and RPG mechanics.
Okay.
And it's a
yeah.
mystery dungeon.
That sounds
Yeah.
like a description of Mystery Dungeon without saying Mystery Dungeon.
Yeah, well, like that very first screenshot is very obvious. It's a mystery
But maybe
dungeon.
it's not, it says turn-based, but maybe it's like turn-based in the way where you
No,
move
like
and
Shiren the
select.
Wanderer's turn-based.
Yeah, I know, but like they're
And
not
that's a.
clear. Is this turn-based with like a menu of choosing your actions, or this is turn-based like you press a button, that's your action, your turn's done. Like
Hey,
it has a time rewind. Oh.
If you're confused about what a mystery dungeon is, you can tune into RPG Backtrack this week, where we're talking about the we did Pokemon Mystery Dungeon, and we're talking about the rest of the mystery dungeons.
Cool.
And I think this is definitely a mystery dungeon.
All right.
Though being able to rewind feels like kind of cheating, but in a good way. Especially if you step into like a monster den. But I guess we'll see. Moving on. Turn-based RPG Echoes of Flame announced. Another pseudo 2D HD kind of game. Planned to release via Steam in Japanese in late 2026 with English support
Who is
setting to follow.
making this?
Solo developer Kono Tobari.
Okay. Wow. Solo dev.
Yeah.
Good luck to him.
It looks pretty good. They nailed it. That aesthetic.
Apparently, it's using a keyword system similar to Final Fantasy II,
Okay.
where you learn keywords to learn more about the game's lore, which
Oh.
I thought that was an interesting system back in the day, so I'm curious how it'll implement in a more modern game.
Yeah, although do not expect English support anytime soon.
Yeah. Well, you could always play it in English by holding your phone up to the
Oh, great.
screen to translate.
What a wonderful idea.
Hey, that's a thing now.
Yeah, that just sounds too much
Sounds
work.
painful, you know?
It sounds tiring.
Zero Limit Breakers prologue test running in June with signups open. I guess this is a fancy name for a closed beta test.
Okay. Prologue test, yeah.
Yeah.
This looks like a gotcha game.
Yeah.
Got a
Sign-ups
name
are
like
open
a
now.
gotcha game. It's got anime characters like a gotcha game.
Sign-ups available on PC and mobile like a gacha game.
Tam, have you already signed up?
No.
Really?
I don't usually sign up for them.
Oh, okay. You'll just play it when it's out.
Yeah, I'll play. I may or may not play it when it's out, depending on how nice the waifus are. My waifu for waifu.
Goodness.
Happy waifu, happy waifu. Moving on. NetEase and Everstone Studio revealed the second expansion for Where Winds Meet. The first part of the Imperial Palace expansion is set to arrive, with other future content additions also unveiled. Did you give up on Where Winds Meet?
I did. Not because I didn't like it. It was a victim of other things going on at the time, and I didn't go back to it because friends haven't been interested in playing. And also, like, they were using a lot of AI in ways that I'm not a big fan of. But, like, I do really like that they have, you know, this game embraces the goose as their mascot, and it's the one delivering all the game update news. And so that's pretty cool. You can watch this trailer. And get into the goose stuff.
The goose is loose.
I'm trying to see if the trailer was made with AI, and I can't tell. So hopefully they've done a little bit less with that now that they have money to actually hire people to make stuff. We'll see how that's going.
I thought the AI was just the NPCs.
It was, but also they did a bit of they were using it for their marketing. So you could tell. Anyway, whatever. So they've got another update. Is this going to make me come back? I don't know, because I wasn't really upset with it to begin with. So, yeah, this is, I've got it on now. I may as well tell you they've made it. So they've lowered the gear grind apparently. What else are the highlights here? Reduced repetitive farming, they've changed the gear upgrade system, so you don't have to do the same thing over and over on certain pieces, so that's neat. You get more materials through crafting, and a better chance of getting good stats and stuff. Okay, and PvP, who cares? And then, hey, PlayStation controller support, finally!
Probably on the next two stories... I would recommend switching them around.
Okay. Adventures of Elliot, the Millennium Tales details the Age of Budding. I guess the Age of... What is the Age of Budding?
I don't know, but this is yet another...
The latest update details the Age of Budding, as well as showing some of the magical abilities. Character can learn.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's the furthest back in time that Elliot visits, and it's the dawn of civilization.
Okay.
I didn't know that there was a time travel element.
No, they've said that before. So this is the actually from Square Enix, Tales of Elliot, right? Adventures of Elliot.
This is like their Zelda like in the 2D HD engines. Yeah.
And that these Miyu characters look like cat people.
But your main character looks like a red mage, so.
Yeah.
So if you want to see what an expensive HD RPG development process produces, you have this. And you can compare it to the indie one and see, like, man, that indie guy got pretty close. Go ahead. There's a demo. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a demo out.
Yeah, that's how come I said we might want to switch the order of those, because the demo's out.
Where is it? Oh, it's on everything. And you get to say, Andy, the Adventure of Elliot demo's out. Okay, he said, I'll just play the full game in a month. So he doesn't need the demo.
you should know that by now. Andy doesn't play a lot of demos.
So when the progress is saved, like in this one, he does. But apparently he's already sold on it, so. Doesn't matter.
I might play this demo. I mean, I was already pretty sold on the game, but I just want to check it out.
It's not on Switch 1. Interesting.
I think this was a Switch 2 exclusive.
PC, PlayStation 5, Xbox, and Switch 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, Fess, I agree. Andy, the save data will carry over. He says, I know. You know what he's going to play right now is that new Yoshi game.
Yeah, I didn't realize that was out already.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's not RPG, so I didn't plan to talk about it, but there you go.
Andy isn't going to play Bubsy?
I don't think. What's funny is no one should play Bubsy, but the new Bubsy's actually worth playing.
I mean, you're not wrong, and that's sad, but also, yeah.
You know that when I played the demo, it played like Mario 3D World, the one with the cat suit.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that, but that makes sense. That's cool.
Yeah. Just saying.
That's a good Mario, right? So.
Yep. It's probably my favorite 3D Mario game.
Played some of that.
Anyway, moving on. Crunchy Leaf Games is publishing Hollow Home, inspired by Disco Elysium.
Yeah, I was going to say, this looks like Disco Elysium.
You play a 14-year-old character going through an alien invasion.
Okay, I didn't get that from the screenshots, but all right.
That's what the description of the article says.
Your dog helps, I guess. Alien invasion?
Yeah. MMORPG.
Wait, hold on. Are you sure it's alien invasion? Did you see alien? Hold on.
I saw invasion. I assumed.
Yeah.
Alien.
No. This takes place in the Ukraine on the eve of the Russian invasion.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
So might want to reframe your expectations for this a little.
Well, I didn't see that part, and I was trying to briefly summarize.
Yeah, that's all right. I just wanted to call that out. Like when I realized, oh wait a second, this is not that. And we shouldn't make light of that. And also, like, you should be prepared for what you're going to come into here. Yikes.
My bad. Neverwinter adds Biting Cold module? What is this?
Is this another... Yeah, this is for the Neverwinter MMO I spent too much money on. It's just a new... this is how they do their expansions.
Oh, they call them modules?
Yeah. Because, like, that's how D&D modules... used to be marketed like for a new story adventure pack run thing.
When I see module, I think more gameplay mod, but I get it.
No, because gameplay mods are modification, not module.
Well,
that's the difference. That's what mods for like games are, as modifications.
So there's an electronic artist named Module who made my favorite soundtrack, Shatter.
Nice.
That's all I got for you, though. Biting code, cold. So you're going to fight, like this is Viking guys, it looks like.
Icewind Dale.
Yeah.
Yeah. Excitement for those that still play Neverwinter. CI Games retains the PC distribution rights for Lords of the Fallen 2.
Okay. Why do I care? Like, what's going on with this?
I guess Epic Games previously had the PC distribution rights.
Okay. It's not even out yet, so...
See, I couldn't remember if it was out or not.
It's a sequel to the 2013... or the 2023 Lords of the Fallen reboot of the 2014 Lords of the Fallen. And it'll be coming out later this year on, like, Epic and Steam and other thing now that they can distribute elsewhere other than Epic.
Ah, okay. So there's that. I'm gonna butcher this.
Tojin Makioden.
Hercules no Aiku is releasing on PS5 and Switch 2.
Oh, that's right. There was more to that title, and I just ran out of steam. Oh. This is Tojin Makioden. Oh, I got through it. Hercules no Aiku. Aiku.
So I guess these Hercules games have been around for a while, and the only one we got was the DS one, Glory of Hercules.
Okay.
Yeah. So is there a typo? Because it says
no.
Hercules,
it was it, but here. Here it was Heracles. Heracles. Here it was Glory of Heracles. Now, Heracles and Hercules do refer to the same hero. Like, that's different languages. They call them different names.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But here, the game was, the old ones were localized as Glory of Heracles. I That's all I got
Heracles
for you.
Heracles and Hercules were actually two different heroes.
Heracles.
Isn't it like a Greek?
Yeah, Greek it should be Greek and Roman, but let's see.
Yeah.
Yeah, Greek name is Heracles, Roman name is Hercules.
Okay.
So this is like Zeus versus
Jupiter.
Thank you.
I always thought they were different. My gods.
No. Nope. They're just the same gods, but one's Greek, one's Roman interpretation after they stole the culture.
The real question is, when you play this game, do you go Hercules, Hercules? Just like in Nutty Professor.
I'm going to say no, you don't.
You should.
Isn't Nutty Professor not even a good movie?
No, the first one with Eddie Murphy wasn't too bad.
Yeah, all right.
I'll take Eddie Murphy over Jerry Lewis any day.
No. Unless one's canceled.
Our question of the week, obnoxious comedian do you prefer?
Oh,
Eddie Murphy or Jerry Lewis?
Well, that's going to be... I'm also going to put Gilbert Gottfried and Pee Wee Herman. I forget his real name.
Oh, Paul Rubin?
Paul Rubin. And let's see, what else do we have? Oh, Bobcat Goldthwait.
I'm surprised you're not listing like Jim Carrey or Will Ferrell.
Well, because I don't want them to win. I already rated all these higher than them in my head.
Wow.
Rodney Dangerfield, is he really obnoxious or just kind of depressing? Yeah, I don't think...
He's more self-deprecating.
Obnoxious. Bill Murray's not obnoxious. He's pretentious. Dan Aykroyd just wants to sell whiskey.
And talk about alien conspiracies.
Yeah, fair. I have Danny DeVito, maybe? No,
he's not obnoxious.
He's Detective Pikachu. Yeah, all right. That's all I got. Pauly Shore. Yeah, but he pre-loses as well, though. I'm done.
Anyway. hey, we've got a new RPG Maker coming out.
Okay, which one is this? There's so many.
U2U, the latest title in the RPG Maker game creation suite.
Is that trying to invoke Uwu, or is it just a coincidence?
I don't know. All I know is that it has the something called Perspective 2D.
Oh, boy.
Which is basically a 2D HD.
Yeah, that makes sense, though. Everyone wants to make an HD 2D game now.
I mean, it's a nice style. I feel like that's how RPGs should have looked like from the get-go instead of 3D models on pre-rendered backgrounds.
In other words, replace the PlayStation era with this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There probably was a limit of the tech at the time.
Maybe Xenogears, but, you know, yeah.
Like, imagine if Final Fantasy VII looked like
a nice-looking game. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, sure.
I have a feeling part of the reason they are going this route is because of that other RPG Maker that came out. What was it? There was a different company that released one that used, like, this style.
Sure. I thought all the RPG makers were this company at this point, so.
No, this was won by a different company.
Okay.
I'm just calling it an RPG maker because of, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm currently in development for PC with a release window not announced. Hey, what we were talking about Warhammer. Warhammer 40K Chaos Gate Deathwatch announced. What is this? This is a sequel to Chaos Gate Demon Hunters, which I think is the one that I played. I think.
What kind of game is it?
It was a squad-based tactics, kind of like
Overwatch?
Okay, yeah. It was not then. I was...
I think I tried this and it was too hard for me. Either because it's Warhammer and that's what the audience wants, or it was Warhammer and it was not well... made licensed game, or some of both. I don't know,
or maybe
just not
just
for
bad?
Me. Yeah, no. I in all of these scenarios, I am bad. Let's be clear. Like,
oh, okay.
I am
okay.
Bad at the game, no matter what. The question is, why did I not get through this? Like, I did get through other Overwatch games, so that's all.
But this is more of a tactical game, kind of like the tabletop. So this is not the one that I played, because the one that I played was Diablo clone. but I am curious about this one because I would like to get into Warhammer tabletop.
So I have more no news for you. Warhammer 40K Dark Heresy has a closed beta available, and Rogue Trader DLC is coming in June. So Dark Heresy is Allcat's sequel to Rogue Trader. Rogue Trader, of course, getting more DLC means you get more DLC. That'll be in June 11th. So the beta is only for people who like purchase the founder pack that includes beta access. So that was kind of their Kickstarter thing they did. But yeah, if you're still into that Warhammer game, that's cool. And then, Kelly, didn't we mention earlier another Warhammer game that you were playing?
Yeah, Warhammer Survivors.
Yeah, because I don't see a story for that. That's a thing that's that the demo is out now for as well.
Maybe it's under demos.
I don't think so. So like yeah, the I don't think we cover it is the thing. So like Warhammer Survivors, Vampire Survivors, but Warhammer, and we think the devs were involved, the Vampire
Yeah.
Survivor
Oh,
devs.
it's
For
the
sure.
devs were definitely involved. The
Okay.
UI is identical
Yeah.
and
If they weren't involved, the game will be disappearing shortly.
but yeah, I played the demo. It is very good. It is Vampire Survivors just with Skaven and Tyranids.
Excellent.
So, yay.
Yay.
What
Tell me about
else have we
this mouse
got?
game.
Mouse Word. It has a demo out right now. What is it? What do you do in Mouse Word? Do you eat
Well,
cheese?
you're a mouse and you look like you're on the N64, and it's Zelda. Platforming? Attacking. Sorry, I'm watching the trailer, trying to get you a good impression. It feels like a Zelda game to me, but
Yeah,
with like
it looks like a Zelda game.
some action RPG stuff going on, which that's what I guess that's what Zelda is, right? So, and then we have yeah, it's action puzzle platforms. It's Zelda, 3D Zelda, and it's kind of a retro polygon look. This is the polygon look that I preferred games would have skipped, but this is retro for some folks, and they like it. And you're a mouse, so Mouse Word demo available now.
Hopefully there's no anti-cat propaganda in the game.
Oh wow! Even the story, it's like it's inspired by 3D N64 adventure games, which I'm like,
Yeah.
why, why? That was a dark time in video game graphics, guys.
Wait, it's trying to be the new Quest 64.
We were just learning 3D. It's what I'd been saying the whole time, that 3D back then was so jank.
Oh,
And
jank.
yet everybody insisted on it. No, and until the PlayStation 2 for like Jak and Daxter and what's that other one? Ratchet and Clank, 3D was a mistake. We should
The
have used the
PlayStation
PlayStation.
2 started to make it tolerable, but even then, there's a lot of games that just look like the textures are pixel vomit, you know? Including Final Fantasy X at the time. Like, just. And then it got worse in 12 when they tried to do even more polygons, and the texture memory had to be lowered. You know, I have a lot of opinions that I'm just gonna leave and move on.
The PlayStation just should have been for really nice looking 2D games like Symphony of the
There
Night
you
and
go.
Tomba.
I love your alternate world where who was it? The Saturn one. It was all and 2D is the way things went.
Yeah, no, I agree. The Saturn should have won, but Sega didn't know what the hell they were doing back then. Sega spent resources on a standalone version of the 32X because that was the thing that they wanted. Oh, don't get me started on Sega in the 90s. I should move on.
Yes, let's move on.
So Destiny 2 is receiving its final content update in June. And had you guys read the stories that Bungie is planning on laying off a good chunk of the staff when this is done?
No, but it makes sense if they're gonna stop developing the game.
Yeah, they're stopping development of Destiny 2. There is no plans for Destiny 3. It's a whole thing
Yeah, I
going
mean,
on
what are
right
they going to do?
now.
Marathon? Or they give up on that too?
No, Marathon's still going for now.
All right.
But they're going to move them to other undisclosed projects.
Are we getting a PlayStation Halo? Or does Microsoft own that IP?
Well, Microsoft owns that IP. But I honestly feel Bungie's in a similar situation as BioWare, where their heyday has come and gone.
And that's sad.
While our love for Destiny 2 has not changed, it has become clear that after The Final Shape, which I think was their last expansion, we have reached the time for our shared worlds and Destiny to live beyond Destiny 2. What does that mean?
This is PR speak. Don't try and
Like,
interpret
does
it.
that mean they're making a new game set in the Destiny world? Or does that mean
Nothing's been greenlit yet.
our focus turns towards a new beginning for Bungie? We will begin work incubating our next games. So we're going to fire everybody and cut down to just the core creative talent and pitch some new games and hope somebody will give us money, is I guess what that means. I don't know, though.
Well, remember, they can't pitch it to anybody. They're owned by Sony.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then
Sony bought
Sony
them
is
out a couple of years ago,
cracking
man.
down then. Yeah, all right. I thought they bought themselves out again, so I don't know.
No, I
I
don't think.
can't
No, they
keep
bought
up with
themselves out from
this.
Activision.
Who owns Bungie now? Sony Interactive Entertainment bought them for $3.6 billion. How's that working out for them? Okay,
They're canceling Destiny 2.
and a significant portion allocated towards employee retention over the following few years, which I guess that's run out. Okay, cool, whatever. Next. Speaking of old Heroes of Might and Magic type games.
Songs of Conquest Yuuzhan faction is arriving in June. So I guess this is faction DLC for a game called Songs of Conquest.
Yes, which is a old school Heroes of Might and Magic style game. So,
Okay.
Yeah, and they have a lot of faction DLCs. We've covered them before. I think we covered them when they're fungal, the fungus race release too.
Oh, okay. Well, now it's getting new factions. Do we have the types of factions in the game or in this article or?
Yes. The Yulon faction lets players pledge allegiance to three houses, Li, Shang, or Zhuan. So I guess I'm assuming this is a Chinese-inspired thing. Anyway, so I don't know what the other factions are, but that's what this one is. So but you can read more and see the video where they show off the units and look forward to it coming out.
Okay. Think we are in, we're in the new release dates. Monster Crown Sin Eater is getting a physical release for Switch in September. For you can pre-order it now for 40 euros. That includes a copy of the game and a double-sided poster. I talked about Monster Crown on our Monster Hunter or Monster Catching May last year, and the original Monster Crown was a pretty decent game, even if it was kind of buggy. So I'm probably going to pick this up at some point. Monster Crown's kind of claim to fame is that you can combine pretty much any monster with any other monster. So if that sounds like that could be fun to you, go check it out.
Harvest Moon. Harvest Moon, Echoes of Terradia? Terradia. Harvest Moon, Echoes of a Bridge to Terabithia, hopefully not, will release on September 24th. The game will be PC digitally for PC, PS5, Xbox, Switch, and Switch 2. And there's some physical vi additions. If you pre-order, you get a baby wolf plushie, which is always the fun part of Harvest Moon pre-orders. And so. You
That actually looks really nice.
it does look really nice. They finally got, it's taken a while, but they've gotten their development to have some nice looking assets and make these farm animals look like a fun thing to hang around. So
I went ahead and pre-ordered this game
yeah,
just for the wolf plushie.
I don't they we don't have a picture of the wolf plushie, and that makes me sad.
Amazon had a picture of it.
Here's the cow. Here's you petting the cow. And then with, I guess, the horse and the bobcat. I don't know why you have both, but you do. And yeah, there you go. Neato.
See what else have we got? The Necromancer's Tale is coming to consoles in June. This is a narrative-driven top-down RPG set in an alternate history, 18th century. Guess you're playing as a necromancer.
I'm, you know, I mean, unless it's the necromancer's tales about you who is a necromancer hunter, maybe. But I don't think so.
The mortician we were consulting for my mother-in-law's cremation, we had to sign a waiver saying that we understand that you can't uncremate somebody. And I made the comment, you'd have to be a pretty high-level necromancer to
That's
pull that
true.
off.
Yeah.
And I thought that woman was going to hurt herself laughing.
Good. That poor lady has had to deal with people who thought they could reverse a cremation.
No, I don't think she specifically. I just think that
That's.
they and I made that joke, and they said that pretty much every single reason why there's a reason you have to sign when you're doing funeral and cremation stuff is because there was a crime committed.
Yeah.
And I don't know what exactly that meant and had to do with uncremating
No, but
somebody,
you know,
but
somebody did something with these remains at some point, and so now we have
yeah.
another waiver to sign.
Yeah. But that comment,
Jeez.
I was proud of myself
That
for
was pretty
making her
good,
laugh
Kelly.
so
No, I think
hard.
that's a good one. You
Yeah,
need either a
that was
high-level
pretty.
necromancer or at least a high-level cleric and like a very large diamond worth about $5,000.
Just help lighten the mood a little bit. But sorry, it's talking about
I mean, for you,
necromancy.
it's a very sad life event. For the for her, it's just a Tuesday.
I know. Actually, it was a Friday when we had that
Oh, okay.
consultation, but I know what you were
Yeah,
going for.
I just referenced something else we were talking about earlier. I like the layers on that
Yeah.
one. That's good. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Heroes of Might and Magic. Heroes of Magic and Steel. Excuse me, not Might and Magic. Magic and Steel. Heroes of Magic and Steel. It's a deck builder game. It's coming out on PC via Steam. There's a demo now. It's coming out on PlayStation and both Switches and Xboxes at some point. It's inspired by tabletop games as well as titles such as Heroes of Might and Magic, Slay the Spire, and XCOM. That is a lot of things to be inspired by. I don't know what this means. I try the demo. I don't get it. What do you think?
I don't get it either.
I mean, it looks like a TRPG with hexes and Might and Magic overview of what you're looking at, and then it looks like cards are what you actually do in a turn, and then that man, that's a lot of things at once. Try the demo, see if it's good. I don't know yet.
No.
Name is Heroes of Magic and Steel. No, this is interesting enough that it might be okay. I get it's not for you, but you should check
I'm saying adding cards to it just adds a
it
level to it that just
It's
it.
it's just Overwatch, but you have cards. All right? You're
No,
fine.
it's Heroes. It's not
Not
Overwatch, dude.
Overwatch. XCOM, but you have cards.
It's not XCOM. It is here. It's literally Heroes of Might and Magic, but they've added a card system on top of it.
Yeah, but like
That's
the
all it is.
moves and the way you're interacting and
That's
facing
how
and
Heroes of Might and Magic plays, man. You've never
you
played a
do
Heroes of Might and
not do
Magic game.
conical fire in Heroes of Might and Magic with most creatures. It's a
Yes, you
lot of
do.
clicking
There's some
my
that do.
stack of dragons, mathematically maths to kill more of your stack of dragons, and my defense stat is high that I don't lose a bunch. That's Might and Magic. Like, come on. And for me, the defense stat is never high enough that I don't lose enough. I always lose too many, and then the computer kills me. Like, listen, I've got a problem with Might and Magic. All right, I'm not good at it, and it's a problem, and I admit it. It's my problem, but it's.
At least you know you have
I have
problems.
problems, yeah.
I
What is
admit it,
Ledger
you
Bound
have.
around about, Kelly?
You're an insurance adjuster in a bureaucratic fantasy kingdom when an ancient enemy threatens the kingdom and her chances of promotion. So.
And like you're romancing all these creatures, aren't you?
Yeah, this looks like this could be funny.
Oh, it is. I've seen. I think there's a demo out of this.
Yeah. Oh my
It
gosh, this trailer is just a bunch of thirsty fan questions about what you can do with these characters, and wow, they're just embracing it here. All right, cool.
Yeah, I mean, so yes, she's an insurance adjuster, but in her head, She comes up with role plays in her head that she voices
Oh,
aloud.
okay.
She gets so it's so some of the thirst is not like the game's actually thirsty, it's her imagination.
Okay. Releases July 14th.
And yes, this is funny. This game is like a Nyx game. And there's like actual strategy RPG elements to the game as well.
Okay.
So, but this game screams Nyx.
Yeah. It looks funny. I can't wait for Nyx to
I mean,
review
this
it.
is an Otome, right? Essentially, right? Or is
Not
it the other way? Is it a backwards? I forget how that works.
it's a visual novel, leave it at
Okay.
that.
All right.
Otome generally means female character with only males.
Oh, okay. So what's like, you have lots of options, female
Yeah,
character.
this has options. So this is let's just leave it as a visual novel, but again, it's
Alitome. Open Tome.
Chris, stop.
Okay.
Don't
I'm stopping. I'm stopping. I'm
but
sorry.
there's like actual RPGs, like strategy battles in it. And again, some of the stuff going on is just all in her head.
Yeah. I get that. I think I get it.
Because part of her job as an insurance adjuster, because again, I've seen the demo, is she has to like replay the events of how the characters may have died to see if they actually qualify for their adjustment or not.
So a little bit of Oberden den there.
I don't know the reference.
Yeah, Oberdeen, yeah. Except, you're actually interacting with alive people.
No, some of them are dead.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like as I said, so the start of the game, because
You haven't played
is
the Wreck of the Oberdeen, have you?
no,
Yeah, I
I've
think
not.
that's more adventure game, Kelly, and put the story
Well,
together. This,
well,
but
yeah,
yeah, I
but
know what you mean. Yeah.
the reliving of the deaths,
Yep.
I thought that that was a major mechanic.
Yeah. Reframing things and stepping back into the past and seeing what happened. Yeah.
Moving on, action roguelite Savaria has been released on consoles.
Savara?
Savara. It was previously on PC. You're taking part in festivities organized to stop a to please I'm sorry, to please Iop, the warrior god. Yeah.
So basically you're a gladiator? I guess.
Oh,
It gives me like Hades vibes.
is it a roguelike?
Yeah.
I mean, there seems to be a lot of like option building.
I mean, yeah, but that could be an action RPG like Diablo as well, so like.
No. It's I the title of the thing specifically said it there's like roguelike, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, action roguelike.
Action roguelike. Okay, so then Hades is probably an apt reference. Looks neat.
Wandering Sword, or the game Wandering Sword for the PS5 has been delayed. It was planned to release on May 28th, but it's now going to release on January 21st, 2027,
Okay.
along with the game coming out on other consoles for Switch 2, and Xbox. Originally released for PC in 2023.
Oh, this is the like 2D HD Chinese Octopath style game.
Okay.
Oh, yes. That's a big delay, though. What's up with that?
It's very well reviewed on Steam, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah, over 2,250 reviews at overwhelmingly positive.
So there you go. I guess you have to wait a little while before you can play that on consoles. And then I think we're to early access. Oh wait, no, one more thing and then early access news. So Warhammer 40K: The Dark Heresy has a closed beta available. Or did we already talk about this?
Yeah, we skip that.
Okay. Skipping over that. And then
No, was it Dark Heresy we talked
yeah, we
about? Because
talked
I
about it. I moved the story up to do a Warhammer block. Sorry.
Okay.
Okay.
Gotcha. Gotcha. I didn't realize we had a story further down. So new early access news. Serpent's Gaze is coming to early access this month on May 25th. What was Serpent's Gaze about?
You see, there's this snake, and he looks at you. It looks
Is it a bit
a
is it a
bit Dark
Medusa?
Souls.
Okay.
We got some weird looking creatures, put it that way.
Those are some weird looking
Oh,
creatures for
giant
sure.
evil hands. No, thank you.
Evil
Merchants and
hands like the ones
upgrades.
in Elden Ring?
Yeah, so this looks like Elden Ring, but you got a lot of different action buttons to press, so I don't know what's going on here. Hard action RPG? Is it button mashy? Is it co-op MMOE like? I don't know.
Because there's all def it is co-op. That's in the it's that's in our blurb here. The co-op action RPG is expected to fully release after 1 to 2 years.
Okay. So early access, and you'll be in there for a while.
It looks like it looks like it's kind of similar to Night Rain.
Dead House Sonata is launching in or is in early access right now. This game is directed by former Silicon Knights director Dennis Dyack.
No.
He's back.
No. Okay.
Is this Too Human but with the serial numbers filed off?
Probably not. Why would you say that?
Players play against undead, or players play as undead vampires battling against the living in a single player or multiplayer co-op. And I guess Dennis Dyack did direct the Blood Omen: Legacy of Kain, so it makes sense that there's vampires. But yeah, if you're dying for some vampire reaction, play Dead House Sonata.
Okay. I won't.
Outward 2 early access is launching in July with the closed beta starting next week.
The video is cute. It's got a potato talking about PC performance that they're working on.
That's funny.
An animated potato?
It looks more like a stop motion animated potato,
Okay.
but yeah.
Mr.
That world looks
Potato.
nice.
Potato, not Mr. Potato Head. Different people, legally distinct potatoes here.
It is just a potato.
But they want it to run on a potato rig.
They even showed a picture of a computer rig filled with potatoes.
And there's a person in this game wearing what looks like a potato head. Again, not Mr. Potato Head, just a man with a potato on his head.
Oh, that guy's got flaming frying pans. I
Outward 2,
don't know
huh?
what's going on in this trailer,
When's this
but
coming out, Kelly? I like their sense of humor here. Tell me more.
the closed beta starts next week on May 26th. Doesn't say when the okay doesn't say when the or, okay early access is July 7th.
They know how long? Oh,
I
okay.
don't see,
Okay.
but I don't even know what the original Outward was about.
It was an action RPG, like an Oblivion-like sort of thing.
Oh, this one's is action RPG with survival
Yeah,
elements.
the first one had that too.
Oh, okay. The fact they went all in on
I
the
do like
Spud
that.
jokes
Yeah, that's pretty
was
good. Yeah.
yeah. No, that's perfect.
The potato rig one was really good. It literally
I couldn't even, I yeah, I couldn't listen to the sound, and it was still a good video. So,
I still
give it a
like the
listen.
potato rig where it's just a computer case with a bunch of potatoes
Hey,
in
they were
it.
multicolored potatoes. We got like the good roasting potatoes there. I
Yeah,
appreciate it.
no, it was great.
Yeah. Quality
If
old
the game might not
potato.
be good, but at least their marketing is like spot
They're on
on.
point. Yeah. They know what they're doing.
So, how many potatoes does it take to run your average PC?
Three. Do you know in that original ad, like the kid went and talked to a bunch of different animals besides Mr. Owl?
Yeah, it was a turtle and
I guess one of them had
something
like a
else.
racist accent and I don't know what else, but like the version we saw that lasted into the 80s, maybe 90s, was just the owl, but he was supposed to be
The
on a
turtle
journey.
meow, yeah.
Yeah. No, Oh, was the turtle in ours too? I don't remember the turtle at
Yes.
all. I only remember the owl.
I couldn't get through it without biting. Ask Mr. Owl. That was
Mr.
what the turtle
Owl,
said.
how many licks does it take to get to the Senate? Yeah, so he asked like Mr. Fox, Mr. Turtle, and others, and yeah. There you go. Now you know. Now you know.
Knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe.
Frontier Zero Legends is releasing on Steam Early Access. Disguise.
What?
Frontier Legends is releasing on Steam Early Access next week. May 29th. You are a lone settler building up a settlement and recruiting NPCs to help farm, craft, gather, and defend it.
In the Wild West.
Wild.
So a cowboy
West.
RPG.
No,
oh, I like that.
A cowboy survival RPG.
No, I don't like that as much, but okay. I guess Red Dead Redemption counts as that, right?
But do I get to pan for gold?
Get to plant fields.
But I want to plant.
Get to pet a horse and give it a carrot. You get to looks like really bad gun fighting system. That's something.
That is some very
hey, I'm skipping through here. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of what I'm seeing with the gun work. But is this early access? So it's probably like, you know, not done yet. So it doesn't matter. It's going to change.
If it ever even becomes done.
Well, that's a good point too. But hey, I get to farm and give my horse a carrot. So that's a start. Speaking of something that's been started for a while and is getting an update, Moonlighter 2. Kelly, what's up?
Moonlighter 2. It's introducing Bloblets. So Moonlighter 2 has been in early access, and this is called the Blob Life Balance Update.
Okay. And you were getting blob pets?
Bloblets. I guess you can... I guess Bloblets are little slimes, and you can adopt them, raise them, breed them.
Put them in a stew. No, wait, that's the potatoes. Sorry. Moonlighter is action RPG, shop management, and I guess now blob raising. So, still in early access, still no release date for the final product. So, wake me up when we get there.
I still need to play the original Moonlighter. I think Andy said that that game was really good.
Oh, he loved it. Yeah.
So, yay. Clockfall is landing on Steam Early Access next week on May 28th.
That looks like something for you, Chris.
Does it, though?
Yeah, it looks like another action RPG.
Oh, I should probably pay attention then. Watching. Word swipe, boom, boom, boom. This is Early Access. You can tell. It's not finished.
No, but it does look like something.
This is another Hades thing, isn't it? You only got four abilities. Come on, that's not an action RPG. That's a roguelike ARPG run-based game, right? Do they say anything?
It is a roguelite.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, here's my problem. I liked Hades. I still have not felt the need to play through Hades 2. And I probably should, and I know it's, like, amazing, right? But, like, there's something different about a Hades versus a Diablo-like for me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about the extent of the evaluation. The more I think about this, the more I'm overanalyzing, right? I don't know. That's just, If I think I would play Hades 2 if I still hadn't played Hades 2 when this comes out. How that would work.
Well, yeah, because Hades is all about, you know, doing your build versus Diablo, which has loot.
This is also about doing your build, is what I'm saying. This isn't about Diablo.
Well, then it's a Hades-like.
Yeah, isn't it? That's what it sounds like.
I mean, Diablo has builds.
Thank you. Yes, that's...
I guess the difference
this is a roguelite action RPG, it says. So that seems Hades to me. What am I missing? I'm... asking you now.
I guess to me it depends on whether or not it has loot.
Okay, that's fair.
The loot is that dopamine hit when the mob explodes into the shower of loot and you're like, what do I got? Oh,
little
nothing.
Jingle jangle of all the armor and stuff hitting the ground.
Yeah.
The potions hitting the ground. Swear, there should just be a slot machine that makes the Diablo loot sounds.
I don't give them ideas.
I know. They already have it. It's called Diablo Immortal.
Ouch.
Not inaccurate.
No.
And then finally, Fate Keeper is arriving on early access on June 2nd. Building modern day graphics with a building, mixing modern day graphics and combat with deep RPG systems. And I can't look at the video because it's age restricted. Oh, I guess this is from THQ Nordic. And this is an Oblivion clone inspired.
You have a talking rat.
Yeah. And apparently he smells really bad.
Well, he is a rat.
Listen, you can have clean rats. Or somewhat.
Yeah, the dirty rat thing is a myth. Like, pet rats are actually very clean.
But this is very Oblivion looking to me.
Mm-hmm.
Hairfrog's excited.
Yeah, finally, the Oblivion killer is here. Because if it ain't Oblivion level, well, I mean, even Oblivion is jank, right? So, like, either way, it qualifies for hairfrogging, which is a verb I just made up. Hairfrogging? Hairfrogging. Nah, verb. Playing a game made by European developers that's kind of jank. So, yeah, you got Dirty Squeaky Rat telling you what to do.
Two Worlds was announced as the Oblivion killer. Well, this looks more like an Oblivion killer than Two Worlds.
But that is all of the news and new release dates. So what's come out, Chris?
Let me tell you what's coming out.
A lot of
this,
things.
This game, by the way, this Fate Keeper, this video came out 6 months ago and I don't remember it, but like, check it out. It's it looks neat. So I am interested in what's coming out with that. Okay, so what's coming out this week is like a few things. We've got Uduwari Reimamono Past and Present Rediscovered on PC. We've got Story of Seasons Grand Bazaar for Series X and PlayStation. We've got Lumentale Memories of Trey, a Monster Tamer RPG for Switch and PC. We've got Stone Machia for PC, an action RPG. We've got Clockfall for PC, an early access roguelike, which I think we talked about earlier. We've got Demon Kill Demon Yomi, 1984 Japanese game coming to the Switch. It's a dungeon crawl RPG.
Oh, that's the sequel to Labyrinth of Yomi.
Oh, is it? Okay. And it's an old game, I assume? Is that what's going on?
Dungeon crawler. Labyrinth of Yomi was a dungeon crawler kind of.
Was that also an old game? I'm confused by the 1984 reference.
No, it just
title.
Takes place.
Oh, that's when it takes place. Okay.
Yeah, because Labyrinth of Yomi took place in the 70s. So.
Got it. Okay. Monochrome Mobius Rights and Wrongs Forgotten, Nintendo Switch 2.
That's the underwater Reimamono game.
Uh-huh. Oh, so it is?
No, it is a game in the world that is Uduwari.
So there's two of them coming out this week?
I think that...
One's
that
a might... port, right?
I don't know if that's a port or if that's like a DLC.
Okay. The Shovel Knight People's game.
Yeah, it's a port.
Oh, okay. The Shovel Knight People's game is coming out this week.
Mina the Hollower.
Yeah.
A lot of people excited for that.
Yeah.
Should that have like Silk Song levels of hype behind it?
You'd think. But maybe people are tired after Silk Song 2 is like good, but not the same as good as the first one or whatever. I don't know. I still don't understand what happened with Silk Song. I feel like people did not stay as hype about it as they were going into it.
I think the problem was it took too long in development and they...
people got overhyped?
Yeah. It's basically what I call for me specifically, the Evangelion effect, where people hyped it up so much where it was like, this is okay.
It's just more of the first one, and people are expecting like the second coming of gaming.
Yeah, and it's just like, oh, it's just kind of more of the same.
Mm.
It's like, I mean, what did you expect?
I mean, if you have a really, really, really good game and a sequel comes out that's just this more the same, I don't see what the big deal is.
Well,
I
if
mean,
the hype
unless
is
the
built up unreasonably for it, then that can be problematic for the game.
Yeah, that was the issue, is everybody was basically so overhyped for the sequel because, oh, you know, and it's like, oh, it's just really more of the same. There wasn't like much like new to it, and it's like there didn't need to be.
I feel like that's like what Dragon Quest has always been, that even though they're really good games, aside from like the jump from 7 to 8, most Dragon Quest games are pretty much the same. But you know, if you're a huge Dragon Quest fan, you kind of know what you're getting, you know?
Yeah. All right. So what you're
That's
getting now is our featured content and reviews.
so. We've got a Starbits review or Starbites review from Alex Fuller. Was this the one that was a follow-up to?
No.
Okay, I was thinking of something else.
This one has mechs,
Starbites.
and you haven't played it. What's up with that, Tam?
I've been strapped for cash.
All right. Fair. Okay. I thought you were avoiding it for some reason. Sorry.
No, I've just been strapped for cash.
Okay, fair. No.
I feel his pain. But yeah, Alex gave it a 3 out of 5, saying that it has entertaining characters, a solid if unspectacular gameplay, but not much stands out, and locations aren't particularly interesting.
About what I expected.
Yeah. So Ryan Radcliffe did a retro re review for Legend of Zelda: A Link to the Past. Before I scroll down to the number, are we going to have to fire Ryan?
No.
Let's see. Okay, 4.5 out of 5. Not a 5 out of 5.
I
Straight to
know.
jail.
Like if this isn't a 5 out of 5 game, what is? But whatever.
Straight to jail. No, I'm teasing.
The score
His only
met.
negative is that the low life alarm can be annoying. And I. Is that worth docking half a point?
No, but
No.
it is. You need something on the list.
Damn.
I don't think that it, again, that's not how reviews work. That's not like a number of points docked per bullet point on these lists.
No,
However,
I know.
I guess you have to do the review in the context of the time that you are reviewing it, not the time that it came out.
No,
So
I know. I know. I'm just being facetious. Look,
I know you are. I'm just trying to I'm accepting this as well, Kelly, because I think it's a low score, but like it's
move
yeah.
on, guys.
I know.
Look, I argued with the guy for an entire day on Blue Sky about the mixtape review, so there are hills I die on, but this isn't one of them. It's Linked to the Past. You've probably played it. I
Really
feel
good.
like it's Zelda's best game.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
I actually like it a lot better than Ocarina of Time, which I think is kind of overrated.
It's the only one I really, really like.
Which one?
Linked to the Past.
Okay, fair. Good answer. Good answer. Woo!
I mean,
Good answer.
I've come on here and said I don't like Zelda games. They are not games for me. Do I think they're bad games? No, they are just not games for me. This is the one I like. I mean, I don't mind I don't mind the other ones, but they're not really games I like. I enjoy playing.
What do you think about Zelda 2?
I couldn't get into it. I thought it was too hard.
It is a it's a game.
Okay.
RPG. I think that the best 3D Zelda game is Twilight Princess, because I think it does what Ocarina set out to do better.
Have a werewolf?
Yes, have a
Okay.
werewolf. And I think Wind Waker is boring and lifeless. Too much water. Anyway, enough controversial Zelda opinions. We've got an adventure corner. Oh, speaking of mixtape, we got an adventure corner for mixtape. we don't really consider adventure corners reviews. So we can't get under any controversy by talking about this one. What did Imani Jones think of Mixtape? Do
I
we
mean,
know?
we don't have a summary here, so you just have to read it.
Yeah.
This is from the perspective of someone who did not grow up in the 90s, so.
Yeah. I mean, the last line, with a brief 3 to 4 hour runtime, RP gamers seeking a concise story-focused experience will find plenty to enjoy in Mixtape. So, overwhelmed, pretty sounds pretty positive. I thought that the discourse over that game was just ridiculous these past couple of weeks.
For which game?
Mixtape.
Oh, I haven't heard any Discord, but I've been busy, so.
IGN gave it a 10 out of 10, and people didn't think it deserved a 10 out of 10 because it was, quote unquote, a walking simulator or just an interactive movie. And like the argument I got on the internet with is that Annapurna is a big corporation and the game shouldn't be considered indie. And it is just, I thought it was all
See,
stupid.
at
For
least,
arguing for argument's
the
sake.
argument I heard of why of the issue with it is because of some of the portrayals of the characters who are underage. I was
Yeah, I
like,
didn't hear any of that. But it's like my main argument about the IGN score, it's like, sometimes games resonate with people different than others, 'cause like I would have given Stray a 10 out of 10 and that could have been considered controversial. And just because you don't think a game doesn't deserve a 10 out of 10 doesn't mean that somebody else doesn't deserve, you know what I'm saying. Review scores are so subjective. And the fact that a big place like IGN gave it a high review score just is arbitrary to me. And my whole point is that it's fine not to like the game, but come to your own damn opinion about it. Don't just decide that it's going to suck just because you don't agree with the review score.
well, some of it is also backlash because they gave like Pragmata, which is a very well-liked game right now, like an 8 out of 10, I believe. So some people were like really like, why are you giving this a 10 out of 10 compared to this other game which has done very well? So let's just move on from the discussion because there's a lot behind the scenes going on, and IGN has kind of lost a lot of faith in the last several years anyways.
I mean, at the end of the day, I don't give a rosy rat's ass what IGN thinks. And me being facetious about the review score for Legend of Zelda, it's like, who cares?
Here's a
I was
here's
just
a here's a who's cares that I've got for you, Kelly. Who cares about the Mega Mini Games collection for Neopets? What the heck?
Hey, Neopets was a big deal for people of a certain age.
Okay. To the point where you
And
want to replay mini games from a website that's like old?
some of those mini games were pretty addictive. Like there was one that was basically a clone of Mr. Driller, where you was playing as a polar bear, eating ice. I think that particular game gets name dropped or gets talked about in this adventure corner.
It does.
Yeah,
Mirka
Dieter the
Chase.
Polar Chuck. So yeah, and because Flash is no longer a thing,
No Muncher, excuse me.
I don't know how many of these games got axed when Flash went away, so some people might want to play these games again, including me. There was one that was sort of like Pipe Dream that I like to play a lot. And I wonder if that one is on this collection. But yeah. Imani Jones reviewed this Neopets game or played this Neopets game for our Adventure Corner, gave it a nice review or gave it some praise, and good job. I approve of this message. What else have we got? We've got an impression for the Expanse of Osiris Reborn from Alex Fuller. Alex is looking forward to the full game just from playing the closed beta.
I'm from what I've seen, I've also kind of excited for this because it's sort of like a Mass Effect style thing going on and sci-fi. So I'm also kind of excited to play this because not many games out there really do that type of stuff.
Sorry, I got distracted watching someone play this Snow Muncher game. That does look pretty good.
I told you.
Sorry, we got a Mass Effect style game? Okay.
Yeah. The Expanse Osiris.
Is this based on the Expanse, the novels and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, this is also Owlcat. Okay.
Yep.
Huh.
So give it like 5 years.
Yeah, 5 or 6 years for yeah, for if it's gonna
More
look
like
like
two.
this, yeah. It's not even
And
out
then.
yet, that so we it needs to come out for real, and then you need to wait for the Game of the Year edition.
And then Michael Baker looked back at Sword of Mana, which when I played at the time, I did not know it was a remake of the very first Seiken Densetsu.
Game over here is Final Fantasy Adventure.
Yeah, which I also didn't know was the first Seiken Densetsu. So if you want to see what Michael Baker thinks about Sword of Mana in the year 2026, you can go read that article.
Remember people liking this at the time.
And then we've got an interview with one of the Mina the Hollower folk.
David D'Angelo of Yacht Club Games. And Dalandar Ryan Costa did the interview, and get your hype for Mina the Hollower on by reading it.
Yeah, a lot of people are real excited for this. So, in fact, Smoke and Joe is looking to play that on stream later this week.
Soon as it comes out, I assume.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I'll be going back. I'll be going back to Mass Effect tonight.
Yeah, it was fun dropping in and getting angry about Mass Effect again.
Well, I'm still in game one.
Yeah,
Because
no, you're still in the good part, so it's fine. It just reminds me of everything that I was
Chris,
disappointed by.
I like game two, so game one's okay.
Yeah.
I like game two,
Hey, you can be wrong. It's okay.
so I think your opinion of game one being the good part is
Is wrong. Yeah. I'm
not
aware. I'm
wrong,
aware that people have bad
but a
tests when it comes to
take.
it's a take. Yes. Okay. That's fair. Now I'm just back to watching this Fate Keeper gameplay demo, and man, does it look pretty. It's like the Oblivion remake we should have had. Sorry. I'm gonna go and be sad that that's not actually coming out anytime soon.
Yeah, it looks like something. It looks interesting. Not really a game I play, but definitely looks interesting.
What a game in early access.
I mean, granted, I just installed some of the Gold Box games this week.
Those always looked really hard.
This game does not run on a potato. Hey, speaking of. What's going to run on your potato this week, Kelly?
Hopefully my copy of Bubsy will get here.
All right. Bubsy 4D for you.
Do we have a question of the week? What was your first 3D
Oh.
platformer?
That's a question. What do you think, Tam?
About.
A question of the week?
I've got nothing.
Yeah, all right, yeah.
I think 3D platformer.
Yeah, that's it. What was your three favorite or first 3D platformer? You can send it in on the website on the show thread or in a YouTube comment or Discord in the podcast section. But that is no excuse, Tam. I still need to know what's going to run on your potato this week.
Well, obviously Mass Effect for streaming. And I really don't know because I've got quite a bit that I want to try.
So many games.
So many
Usual.
games.
Yep.
And watch me just sit here and play nothing but like Nikkei.
I mentioned earlier I'm starting to feel that there's a potential I'll start scaling back my Project Gorgon playtime. Let's see if that happens this week. But I bet I'm going to play it all weekend if nothing else, and we'll see where I go from there. Diablo 4 is highest on my list to jump into next, but now there's like two Vampire Survivor likes that are big and popular that I might check out, like the Warhammer demo, and then there's Everything is Crab.
Yeah, I bought Everything is Crab.
There's also the Vampire Crawlers.
Oh, and Vampire Crawlers itself, which I literally started and played through the tutorial level, and I haven't gone back to since, but I would like to.
I unlocked everything in I did not. I have not beat the Grim Reaper yet in Vampire Crawlers.
That's hard.
But otherwise, that game is ridiculously fun.
Okay. Well, that's it for the show then. Thanks, everybody. Go get your Vampire Crawlers on if you haven't. Sounds like that's our rec. That's, I'm going to say it's our recommended game of the week. Even though it's not, but like, I need to pick something. And even though that's not even a thing for this show, but I'm making a thing right now. Game of the week.
My only complaint about Vampire Crawlers is that it feels way too short.
Okay, that's fine. Better than feeling short than too long.
Yeah.
Cool. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, but they'll add a whole bunch of stuff to it like they did Vampire Survivors.
Probably.
Here's hoping.
Next week, 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, we'll be here for another show bringing you the latest news on RPGs. And until then, come over to rpgamer.com and check out our Discord and hang out with us and play RPGs and talk about them. All right, see you next week. Till then, bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Take care, everybody.